The View from Wayne, America.
Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne, America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now, turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.
And I'm back with you. As promised, Wes Blakey, Cale Geese, you're joining us on The View from Wayne, America this morning. Wayne City Council did meet last night. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
How's things going?
Oh, things are good. Weather's good.
Mm-hmm.
Super dry, but
well,
good.
Yeah,
feels
that,
nice
yeah.
outside this morning.
You're promising rain the next couple days?
Let me see. What does the forecast say? There's a 30% chance Thursday night and a 60% chance on Friday.
Bump that up a little for us, Dan.
I'll work on that. Well, you know, it's not cheap anymore, you know.
I'm sure some would pay.
Probably right about that, yes. Anyway, well, how's things generally going in the city right now, Wes?
Going well. In the middle of budget stuff, so we'll be finishing that up here in the next few weeks, and
yeah.
Got our valuation in, and so all that stuff starting to pieces of the puzzle starting to come together.
All right, yeah, budget. You like budget time?
I do like the budget. I really do.
That's okay.
It's where the rubber meets the road, and if the council doesn't allocate funds for certain things, those things don't happen.
Well,
so
you can't do things unless you pay for them.
There
yeah.
you go. That's right. You don't have to be on council very long before you learn that the budget is where the roadmap is laid out for the rest of the year for the sites that you're going to be seeing.
All right. Well, let's get down to it. City council met. Let's see. Looking at the agenda, I see Sandy Brown was first. Near
yeah,
as I could tell.
We've got our electronics recycling event that's going to be on September 18th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So we do a little bit of street closure and redirecting there to help the people who are going to attend the event flow more smoothly through there, and it's also safer for everybody who's out running to lift the items and throw them in. This is a wildly popular event every year. It seems like one of the most popular questions I get is, hey, when are you going to do another one of those? I got an old TV that's sitting down in the basement. You know, I want to get rid of it.
Yes, I'm sure we'll get more details from Sandy when we get closer to the event. September 18th, I see.
Yes, so mark your calendar, September 18th.
Yeah, it's basically the way they've done it in the past as far as directing traffic.
Yes. Yeah. Same way you're going to enter from Lincoln, 3rd and Lincoln. It'll be one way down 3rd Street, two lanes, I assume. That's what they've done in the past. So it's worked out really well having two lines there.
Okay.
They, I think typically they take about 20,000 pounds of electronics, and they're planning for 30,000 this time. So hopefully we have enough room for everybody's that stored it for a year, because last year we're not able to do it because of COVID.
Yes. Start checking your basement,
yep.
your garage now. Figure out what you want to get rid of. And Fire Chief back.
Oh, and there is a frequently asked questions thing put up on the city website that you can find. So if you
about
want to peruse that
what
about
can, what
yep.
you can take.
Yep. Just start perusing that before you or as the date draws near.
Okay. Like I say, I'm sure Sandy will be here
yep.
to give us more details later.
Yep.
Back to the Fire Chief.
Fire Chief was there. We got, two new full members and one new cadet last night. And these are college students. Two of them are not the cadet, obviously, but the two have had previous fire experience. One was going for EMT certification. So just really love that when members of the college are giving back. I think that's mm-hmm. great for them to interact with, you know, us city folk. And so, I don't know, Wes, do you have the numbers as to how his cadet program, I think, has one opening
yep,
left?
Yep, he has five total, and he has a sixth that might be interested. So that would be fill up the cadet program. Regular firefighters, he's got plenty of room to take that. Insurance dictates how many we can have on the fire department. I think we might be, 7-8 short right now. So, or I shouldn't say short. I should say not at capacity. We could take a few more. So, yeah, if you're interested, talk to Phil about that. And the one gentleman, the college student's going into biological something. He talked about it's kind of a legacy of his father was a fire chief, his grandfather was a fire chief, and his great-grandfather was a fire chief.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah,
neat.
Wants
yeah.
to continue that tradition.
And while we're on the subject of college students, college starts up again on Monday. Anything else related to that? I mean, are we okay as far as street work right now around the college?
It's as good as it's going to get, Dan. No, 10th Street is messed up, or will be messed up, as well as Pine Heights, but that project is going very well. They're about a month off from pavement. So even though some pavement hasn't been destroyed yet, hopefully all pavement will be back in about a month. But so we'll see how that goes. Didn't want to mention really quick, college with Peterson Fine Arts being in construction phase. Mm-hmm. The band is in the old church on 10th Street, on East 10th Street. And so they're renting part of that facility. So if you hear the band, like my wife and I walk a lot at night, and you hear the band, it's like, where is that coming from? Are they in the Great Dane parking lot? Where are they at? They're actually down performing, or they're practicing down there. So if you hear the band someplace is kind of cool.
Okay.
If you hear it, don't call the police saying, well, we have a stray band running around.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Well, you would be surprised at the calls the police department gets, and sometimes it is.
I would not
bands.
Be surprised at all about the calls.
You should license your band.
All right. So again, contact Phil Monahan if you're interested in being a fireman. It says approving Northeast Nebraska Mutual Aid Agreement. Who wants to explain that one?
Yeah, sure. Phil was there to explain this as well. This is the mutual aid. So if Windside needs help, Wayne can go, Wisner can go. When Wayne needs help, Wakefield can come over, Wisner can come up, you know, those types of things. It's kind of housekeeping. It's just, why wouldn't you do something like that? You need to be able to reciprocate that. So
sure.
That was just a resolution saying that we will participate in the mutual aid.
You have to do that every year, basically?
Every two, I think Phil said. I think it's every 2 years he does it.
Okay. Moving on. American Broadband was next.
Yeah, Pam Adams, the marketing person for American Broadband, she was in front of council to just kind of inform them on what American Broadband is doing currently. She did mention last night that American Broadband bought out, we know of BNT, I'm not exactly sure what their official name is, but bought out BNT, who had been doing some fiber work in the community, and so they bought out their assets. And so she explained that a little bit, and then she talked about their build-out, that they're doing additional fiber build out to the homes. She talked a lot about residential and that. And then she said she will be back at some point to ask for, the council has done two community-wide permits before to Allo Communication as well as Black Hills Energy. And so American Broadband will be asking for the same thing here in the near future as they do a community-wide build out as well, or an upgrade, I should say. They're already built out, but they're putting extra fiber to the homes. I think she said 33% of the community currently has fiber that they can provide. And so trying to increase that percentage along the way.
Okay. You can look for upgrades if you're an American Broadband customer.
Yes.
Let's see. Have a couple people looking to get a permission to bring a pit bull in.
Yeah, so in our city, we do not allow the breed of pit bull to be within inside city limits. So your alternative there is to, you know, keep the dog outside city limits, move outside the city limits, or come to the council and ask, just like if you have some of the other non-approved pets. You know, we've seen ducks, pot-bellied pigs, chinchillas coming before the council to ask for permission to be located within. Now, this case was a little complicated because the individual who owned the dog has it listed as an emotional support animal. Now, this is not a service dog. This is an emotional support animal. Now, that is protected under federal statute, and federal trumps local statute. But one of the exceptions to that emotional support animal statute at federal level is that if it's against the safety of the public, then it can be denied by the city council. So our city attorney advised us that, hey, you've already made the distinction that pit bulls are a dangerous breed, so they, for the safety of the public, they're not allowed inside city limits. So the discussion was, if you allow this, and then are you going to get a flood of emotional support letter animals of different types of pit bulls or more dangerous animals? You know, is someone going to come and register their lion, tiger, bear as an emotional support animal? And then what do you do about that? So it was suggested by council to, you know, you already have an ordinance on the books for these type of animals that are considered dangerous. Stand your ground right now, and we'll see where the chips fall. So the council voted 8-0 to deny that. I expected a couple of sympathy votes for, you know, two young men who are trying to make their way in the world, mm-hmm. who just happened to have owned a pit bull when they moved to town. But the council wanted to draw a hard line in the sand, I believe, and say, you know, we've decided that this isn't allowed, much like chickens. We're not going to allow them. And that's where we are currently, I guess.
Okay, so no pit bull.
No pit bulls.
All right.
And no glimmer of hope for allowing them in the future, I would
okay.
say.
Okay, well, I wasn't planning on getting any, so I'm okay with it.
That's good. If you do, we'd hate to have you keeping it out here at the radio station or something. So.
All right, pond feasibility study next. That probably took a little more time.
It took a little bit more time, not as much time as the other night where we really had some spirited debate. I wasn't able to do the radio show that day. But I do want to go on a little bit of a rant here. So,
here we go.
Here we go. So the council members who are tasked with creating the roadmap for repurposing the lagoon want to leave no stone unturned. You know, a water feature will impact the topography of the area as well as taking up a few acres of space. So it does make sense to either rule it in or rule it out early in the process, even if you're not going to actually install the pond for years or even decades, you know, down the road. And at the end of the day, you know, what the council decided, getting more information isn't a bad thing. And this was a pond feasibility study. So going to the engineer, we are paying $20,000 for them to tell us, you know, here is, you know, kind of a cost estimate for putting in a pond. Now, myself and Councilman Whaler were on the opposite side of this debate. And don't get me wrong. We believe in reinvesting in the community, and you know it's very important. We need to continue improving our amenities, drawing people in, and upkeeping what makes Wayne such a great place to live. Now I look at the budget and our current laundry list of tasks, and I ask, you know, where is our money best spent? We have a 20-year-old activity center which needs updates, and we currently have plans for a multi-million-dollar renovation. City Hall has been discussed for years. It has, you know, poor access. It's very unapproachable to the public, and it's in desperate need of a remodel, so millions of dollars. We have city parks, which haven't had a new piece of equipment for decades. Each piece of new equipment is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Roads are getting exponentially more expensive, the last being Pine Heights. That was $1 million, and we didn't get a whole heck of a lot done. Electricity. We have about a $7 million substation and aging generators to replace. I mean, the generators would cost millions more. Now, I look at that list, and we haven't even gotten to the lagoon yet. Simply by doing the bare minimum of getting down to bare ground, moving all the dirt out, sloping it so it drains nice, installing, you know, ball fields, camper pads, a shower and restroom facility, and that's already going to cost millions of dollars, and we're going to have to put a road into it, you know, because we got to have access to our new facility. So this hasn't even gotten us to the maintenance aspect of the pond, which I personally believe is going to be a nightmare and very expensive. But so I guess to make a long story short, water features are awesome, but they are expensive. Lexington put in a 1.1 acre lake at about a price tag of $1 million, and that was close to, I think, about a decade ago, so I'm assuming the price has gone up. What we are talking about here is a 2.5 acre lake, which is about the size of Ike's Lake, so we can safely assume it's going to cost more than Lexington's, you know, half as large pond. And now, Ike's Lake is very nice, but it isn't a wow factor for me. I'm impressed, but not awestruck when I go out there. So when I look at the decision of where to reinvest in our town, my mind goes to leaning into all the things that Wayne does great and improving those things, not in bringing Ike's Lake to town. Now, just to put a nice little bow on it, this action by the council is simply spending that $20,000 to get more information to improve the council's ability to make an informed decision. So we have not committed to this. As several of the council members pointed out last night, you know, we are not saying we are for the pond. We just feel like we are inadequately positioned currently to make that decision. And so hopefully, the hope is that spending this money, getting this work done by the engineers, by the professionals, will help us to get to that position where we're ready to give the thumbs up, thumbs down, or punt the football and leave it green space, and you know, maybe decades down the road they can do something.
Okay. So we are going to do the feasibility study. Is the bottom line?
That was 7-1, Councilman Whaler in dissent.
Okay. So your point is basically this is probably going to be thumbs down anyway, so why spend the money now?
That's my point.
Point of view.
Well, you said it in like one sentence, and I said it in like 100.
That's why you're the politician.
You're the radio guy.
But yes, I have 30 seconds to say things, you know.
I could say it much longer, too. That was as short as I could get it. And you did it.
No, that was fine. That was fine. I appreciate your opinion being expressed. We should have brought somebody else.
Counterpoint.
Yeah. Wes didn't jump in to defend the rest of the council.
No, so. I think the council's point is, you know, they want to leave no stone unturned.
Yeah,
they think,
I understand. I understand your point and their point.
Dan, I'm not defending the council, and I'm not defending the mayor.
Is that what you're here for?
No defense.
Okay.
Yeah, I have trouble defending myself most of the time. So.
All right.
Don't get me in trouble, Dan.
No, I mean, this is two well-meaning groups trying to do what's best for the community.
I guess I understand both points.
There's disagreements, but when the council disagrees like this, it might even get heated at times. But at the end of the day, you walk out the door, and I have great respect for every member on the council.
Okay. No blood was shed.
Not yet. We haven't voted to decide this by single combat yet.
Later on, we'll see how it goes. Okay. We'll move on. Adopting procurement procedures and code of conduct. Is that the conduct of the mayor?
we can't regulate him now. So the next three were more housekeeping things. Procurement procedures, code of conduct, how to procure for the city. All this is saying is we're going to abide by the federal and state laws. We need to do this for a grant application for the swimming pool, the old swimming pool, bathhouse.
Right.
This one, as well as the next one, which I think.
Yeah, I saw the next one. I was like, really? Is that something we really need to do?
Well, this is just, all right, now you've got my.
Here we go.
Rant mode on. So the federal government says you have to pass X in order to get your dollars. And so part of that is this second resolution here that we're discussing is a policy prohibiting the use of excessive force by the police department against nonviolent civil rights demonstrators. Okay, that's great and all, but you're making something illegal. You're simply making a law that says it's illegal to do something that's already illegal.
Right, yeah, that was my first thought, yes.
This is do-nothing legislation, feel-good legislation 101, which is just a pet peeve of mine. Now they're going to go around touting that they passed, you know, a law to stop this. It's like, no, you didn't. There was already a law, and you passed another one. Like, that's what we need is more laws that say nothing.
All right. But we did it just so we can apply for a grant.
It's really so we can check a box that says yes. We have this in place.
Okay. Yep. That's fine.
Kind of the same thing with the last resolution. This is our highway allocation funds that we get from the state. Mm-hmm. And we get $500,000 to $600,000 a year, so kind of a big deal. It's so you don't have to register your 1-6 with them. It's an annual thing, and you get the highway allocations because of it. So kind of more of a housekeeping thing. Not quite as confrontational as the excessive force one.
Okay, well, that's all that was on the agenda. Anything else for the mayor to rant about before we leave?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty, Dan. But
yeah, how much time we got left? The college is back. You've seen them slowly starting to filter in. I just love that time.
It's a good time of year, yes.
You know, the streets start coming more alive, and you get to see people out walking around a little bit more. It just feels good.
Yes, and we'll have a football season this year.
We will. We'll have a football season. Hopefully everything is normal. Cross your fingers.
Well, yes, we keep our fingers crossed that no more variants come around that do any more damage.
Yeah.
Anything to mention along COVID lines? Well, before we leave, nothing's changed.
Yeah, not at this point.
We have had a couple communities have reached out and asked, you know, are you planning anything? And no, we are not currently.
Yeah, at this point.
Not even discussing it at this point.
Okay.
You know, at some point we may have to, but we'll kick that can down as long as we can. I did want to mention that on August 31st, the council will be holding a mini retreat at the fire hall at 5:30. This one is going to be more about facilities and what the mayor already talked about with, you know, some activity center upgrades, yep. City Hall, different things like that. They'll kind of be focusing on that. But also that evening, we have a budget hearing. Kind of an odd time or place to do a budget hearing, but we have to do two this year. The legislature, talk about a law that we don't think maybe we necessarily need, but they want to make sure it's transparent. You have all the time you want to come to city council and to express your feelings. Well, we already have a public hearing we have to do. So they're making us do a second one just for access and all that. So we're going to do one at the 31st at the beginning of the meeting. And this is one that you cannot limit time, total time. You can limit how much, Dan, if you come and want to complain or to express mm-hmm. concern, whatever, you get so much time, but we can't limit the number of people. So, again, there'll be a budget hearing on the 31st. There'll also be another budget hearing on September 7th. So you'll have two opportunities to come before council in a public hearing setting. I just want to throw that out there. It has to be advertised as well. So
August 31st.
August 31st, 5:30.
5:30 and place?
Fire Hall.
The Fire Hall. Okay. If you want to come talk and rant like the mayor.
I was just thinking of a good rant about valuations and how budgets are formed. But, you know, we'll save that for, you know, if you want to give me a call, let's talk valuations, taxes, budgets. I've got something in the chamber, so.
Okay, that sounds good. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
You know, we mentioned Pine Heights construction project. 9th Street, or I'm sorry, Pine Heights is closed from 9th to 10th. 10th Street is as well in a certain area. Read your signs, the detour signs, and where to go. It will be, not the most ideal time with college coming back into session, but they'll lose, you know, a few parking spaces along 10th Street there. But at the end of the day, that project is going to be a nice addition. You're going to get two intersections completely redone, and things you can't see. Water and sewer will all be replaced underneath. So that'll be a big, big improvement up there as well.
Okay. Any updates on the leak at the activity center?
We need rain, Dan, to test the leak. Actually, we went up there with a garden hose, which is something the contractor figured out. It's like, well, I'm not sure why we never figured it. We could go up there with a garden hose to find where it was leaking at. It actually got the leak to move. So that's a good sign. But then we got to figure out where it's coming from. And that's still up in the air right now. So
okay, so it's still leaking. It is dripping from a different place than it was the last time.
Not nearly as bad, but
came in, you don't know yet.
Exactly. So still working through that.
Okay.
But we need rain. We want rain to fix it, Dan. Just so please get us some rain.
All right. I'll keep working on that.
But no, keeping. I'm sure that will be a major discussion point at the retreat on the 31st. Is the activity center as a whole, and then also, what are we doing with the roof?
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys get back to work then. Appreciate your time, and thank you for watching out for my money, Kale.
Hey, always.
All right. Wes Blakey, Kale Geese again, our guests today on The View from Wayne America.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.